The Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello at breakthecycle.org.uk.
13 minutes after 11, it's a Thursday, and we've got the team in from St George's, and we're doing things differently these days because of the obvious. We had Connor in the last hour, we've got Leisha in this hour. Morning, Leisha, how are you?
Morning, and I'm doing good.
Good. It's been a tough old time, hasn't it?
Yeah.
It's been 6 months since you came in.
Yeah.
Because you're an Ant and Dec fan.
Yes.
Because the first thing I sort of said to you was, here, they've got a new book out.
Yeah.
And you haven't got it yet?
No, I should be getting it next week on my birthday.
And you throw that in, eh? 18 next week?
Yeah.
What a shame, because you can't have a party, can you?
No.
And this is, I said this in the last hour, people should remember, you know, young people are really going through it, because all of those people are, you know, hitting 18 and 21, and normally they'd have like a big party and stuff, and you can't, but you're going to go out for a meal somewhere and have something to eat.
Yeah.
Which is nice. And so 6 months, we've not seen each other for you. You come in, and what have you been doing then?
I've been doing a lot of YouTube and watching a lot of TV and film work.
So you've been doing film work as well?
Yeah.
All right, we'll come to that in a minute, because we had a right fascinating conversation just now about that. But how did you first find the first couple of months?
Well, I was a bit upset because I couldn't see my friends, like all that stuff, and I was really upset.
Yeah. Because I say there's a lot of things, as we said in the last hour, people actually left your school in July and you didn't really get a chance to say cheerio and that.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's tough times. What did you do to keep yourself busy?
I did a lot of my YouTube channel work with my cats.
Is this something that you started up during lockdown?
Yeah.
So you've used your initiative and you started up your own YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Connor named his Connor Rowland after himself, but you've got a snappy little title.
Yeah.
Go on.
Kitty Dances.
So Kitty Dances. I've not actually seen this. You've told me about it. So go on, talk us through it.
What we do is, obviously I film with the cats and my rabbit, and we do like dance routines, and we do like funny little skits where I'll be voicing them.
Right, okay.
And like, we uploaded one on last week about a compilation of what we did.
Right, and they're your cats are the stars of the show?
Yeah.
And you're doing the voiceover for it?
Yeah.
What are the cats' names?
Millie, Gizzy, Indy, and the rabbit's called Thumpy.
Oh, crikey, there's a load of them in. I just thought it would be a couple. But who are they? Izzy, Wizzy, Let's Get Busy? Izzy what?
Gizzy.
Izzy, Gizzy? Izzy and Gizzy, or Izzy, Gizzy?
Gizzy.
Right, okay. How many cats are there?
Three.
So there's three cats and one rabbit?
Yeah.
Thumper.
Thumpy.
Yeah. Right. Do they all get on?
Well, I don't know what's wrong with my cat, Indy, but she keeps, like, she looks at the cage and she just, like, gets really scared for some reason.
Right, okay. And what about old Thumpy? Why has he got the name Thumpy? Because he don't thump everything, does he?
We named her after Bambi, the
rabbit.
Oh,
right. Hang on, that was Thumper?
Yeah, and we changed it to, like, a girl, because it sounded like a boy's name, and then we said Thumpy.
Thumpy. Right, okay, fair enough. So, look, Connor's been doing some cooking during lockdown. Have you done any?
I did, like, noodles during lockdown.
Right,
like,
okay.
And pasta.
Yeah, so you do a bit of cooking as well?
Yeah.
And you read a lot as well, don't you?
Yeah.
Because you're obviously looking forward to Ant and Dec's new book that's out now. Yeah. I listened to it on an audio book. I must admit, it was a really, 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 really good listen. So I'm sure it's going to be a good read as well.
Yep.
But yeah, fascinating. And what I like about those two is there's no bad language in it.
No,
it's all friendly. It's all and they go right back in time and talk about their what was it? The Biker Grove, was that the first thing they did?
Yeah.
And they talk about all the celebs that they've met and so on. And there's a lovely story to it. You'll enjoy it, I guarantee it. Okay. Who's getting you that?
Well, my mum did say something about it, and
right.
I think she will.
Let's hope so. I mean, look, if she's listening, it's like a big enough hint, isn't it? So what else are you hoping for?
I'm hoping to get my favourite YouTuber, Adam B, so his merch. He sells merch.
Right, okay. Now, we did have a conversation about Adam B, and I didn't have a clue who he was. So we'll hold it there, listener. Some will be thinking, yeah, we know who Adam B is, but we're going to explain who Adam B is. And you might be pleasantly surprised. So we're going to play another track, and then we're going to come back and have a little chat in a mo. These are the Motors, and Forget About You. That's the Beach Boys, and I could hear music on Vectis Radio FM 104.6. It's funny, that came out in the 1960s, and it still sounds fabulous on wireless, doesn't it? Now, we've got, in the studio, we've got, it'll come to me in a minute, it's Leisha.
Hello.
Leisha Lang. Yes. Now, that is a star's name, isn't it?
Yeah.
Leisha Lang. So check out Leisha's YouTube channel. It's called Kitty Dances, and it'll put a smile on your face, won't it?
Yeah.
It will put a smile on your face.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to stick with the YouTube theme, because you left us with... Because I asked you what you've been up to, and you said you've been... And you said something about getting some merch.
Yeah.
From Adam B.
Yes.
And I looked at you, and I... Who's Adam B? Scratching my head. Mm-hmm. And then Marion, who's out in the green room, even Marion knew who Adam B was.
Yeah.
So I'm not really down with it. So who's Adam B?
He's a YouTuber who lives in Northern Ireland in a town called Derry.
Right.
And he does a lot of YouTube, and he does, like, the stuff he does is, like, pranks, vlogs, and, like, stuff like that, and challenges. And he does it for a lot of entertainment, and he is a he's been on TV a lot as well. He's partnershiped with Disney. He's been on, like, Disney Channel, and he's on CBC now filming Blue Peter, which is going to be on tonight at 5:30. And he's also been on The Dog Ate My Homework on CBBC.
Dog Ate My Own Work.
Yeah.
So he was announced this year as being another Blue Peter presenter.
Yeah, Blue Peter number 40.
Number 40.
Yeah.
Good grief. I can't remember the last time I actually watched Blue Peter. I've got a funny feeling. I said this out there. I think it was when Anthea Turner was on it. And that, do they still use sticky back plastic?
Oh, yeah, they use the badges as well, yeah.
Do they? Yeah. Oh, right, OK. They still give out the old badges. Do they have pets on the show still?
Yeah, they have a little... I think he's a beagle, half hound. He looks like a beagle and a hound. He's called Henry.
Oh, sweet. Henry the Hound.
Yeah, I think that's what he looks like.
I'm just going to look at... Where do you reckon Blue Peter started, do you know?
Could say probably when, because my mum told me she was a young age when she watched it, so probably back in, like... Could say the 80s, probably.
Whoa, and some. Yeah. Blue Peters started in, I think it was the 1950s, wasn't it? I'm just going to... Yeah. Yeah, 1958. 1958. Whoa. That's even before I was born. And I'm just looking at Mary. Mary's like, yeah, and me. All right, so what merch are you hoping to get of Adam B's?
A red hoodie, a white T-shirt and a blue face mask.
Can you just say that again? Because your mum is probably there listening. And hang on a minute, what did you say? Get a pen. Get a pen, mum. What did you want?
a red hoodie.
Yeah.
A white T-shirt and a blue face mask.
There you go, mum. That's all you... And you better order it now, because otherwise it won't be here by Tuesday. It's your birthday's Tuesday, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really weird, because I've been looking at... Because my sister, Jorna, she's been acting quite suspicious lately, so I don't know... Like, I've seen her, like, she's just been acting suspicious, and I'm like, what is she doing?
Oh, right, okay. So there's suspicious things going on in your house.
Yeah, and I'm really, like, what is going on?
You have no clue what's going on?
No.
And do they stop talking when you walk into the room?
I think so, yeah.
Do they?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, I think something's definitely going on. But anyway, look, you got the message, Mum. Red hoodie, white T-shirt... What's the other bits?
Blue face mask.
Blue face mask, all right. You better order it today, otherwise it won't be here Tuesday. Because it'll take 4 or 5 days to get here. Okay. Now, I was just going to have a look up presenters and contributors over the years of Blue Peter. All right? This is just for me, because I just think it's fascinating. Percy Thrower was on the show at some point as well. Do you remember? Do you know? You ain't got a clue, Percy Thrower, has it? No,
yeah. Not.
Anthea Turner. She was in it back in... Oh, she retired back in 2011? No, it was before then, I'm sure of it. I remember Leslie Judd. You don't remember Leslie Judd?
Nope.
No, these are really old ones. I'm just showing my age now. Anyway, so your birthday is on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And we better say hello to a few people as well.
Yeah.
Have you given them a list of what you want?
My mum did text me the other day saying, have you got a list? And I was like, yes. And I send it to her.
Yeah. Email it. So it's official. All right. So who have you got to say hello to?
I've got to say hello to my mum, my dad, my sister, my brother, my Nanny Anne and Nanny Rain, and my friends, Louise, Sasha and Tyler, and Neil, and Sarah, my auntie, and Elise and Harper, which are my two cousins.
Okay. And just give your mum, dad and sisters names.
My mum is called Maz.
Maz? Right, Maz.
My dad is called Chris.
Chris.
And my sister's called Shauna.
All right.
And my brother's called Curtis.
Curtis, all right. Curtis Lang.
Yeah.
See, that's a pop star in the making, isn't it?
Yeah.
He might not be able to sing, but he's just got a good name. Curtis Lang. And we've got to say hello to your nan as well.
Yeah, Nanny Ann, who is a big fan.
Is a big fan. Nanny Ann.
Yes.
See, Nanny Ann, that sounds like a pop star. Have you got another nan as well?
Nanny Rain.
Nanny Rain. Have they all got the details of what they've got to bring you on Tuesday?
I think so.
All right, they've all got the list. These are all the things that I want.
Yeah.
Don't mess up. You've only got a couple of days.
Yeah.
All right, are you excited?
Yeah.
For being 18. I remember when I was 18, somebody bought me a tankard, I think, because then I could go into the pub and have a pint. And I don't know what happened to that tankard. I think I walked into one, and I had one pint, and I left it there, I think. It's still in the George Inn, I think. All those years on. Anyway, look, I hope you have a lovely birthday. We'll chat some more between now and when you go. We're going to play out some tunes now. It's a local tune from a lady called Jazzy Heath. Have you ever been to a local gig and seen local bands?
Nope. I wish I went to the Ardwick Festival. No, I really would like to go there.
Maybe next year.
Yeah.
Maybe, an afterthought, Mum. Tickets for the Isle of Wight Festival next year. That's a really good 18th birthday present, I think, don't you?
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
And if you got three, you could take Ant and Deck.
Yeah.
They've probably got enough money to pay for their own. Anyway, we'll talk more in a mo. This is Jazzy Heath and My Spirit's Free. It's local.
Local music on Vectis Radio is sponsored by Squire's Barbershop in Pyle Street, Newport.
Jazzy Heath, My Spirit's Free. So I'm just going to work out, are you any good at maths?
No.
No, neither am I. So we're in the same boat here. In 2010, she was 13. So what does that make her now? She's 23 now. I remember going to, there was some kind of competition. They had about 10 acts, singers and so on, and they all had to be under 16 or something. And we went to this event. I was asked to go along and judge something, and this little kid walked in. She was only 13 with a keyboard, stuck it down on the stage, and then she just opened up this case and started playing these songs. And it was just fantastic to watch. And I think she actually won this competition. And there she is writing her own songs now. 10 years on, I think she was. Last time I heard, she was living in Japan, still writing songs and still releasing them as well. So good on Jazzy Heath. She sent a load of songs in, probably her mum, because her mum's, you know, a boss. She's quite pushy, actually. But anyway, she sent a load of tracks in, and we put them on the playlist. She said, if you don't play them, I'm going to come around and let your tyres down on your car. So I said, all right, OK, we'll do that then. Even though I haven't got a car, it's the wife's car. I didn't want to get... Anyway, it's a long story. But anyway, she's doing really, really well for herself. You could do the same if you're a local musician. Send us your tracks and send them to ian.mac@vectisradio.fm. Now, we were having a lovely conversation about Ant and Dec, because they're your heroes.
Yeah.
If you had to choose to save one of them, which one would it be?
Well, my favourite.
Yeah.
Probably Deck. Could say Deck.
Oh, right. Poor old Ant.
It's so hard.
That's sad, isn't it? He's not going to be very happy, is he? but they're in a programme at the moment. Are they something to do with Britain's Got Talent?
Yeah, they're presenting.
Right, because I haven't watched it for years, but I see the news stories about the thing. Amanda Holden, she's still doing something, isn't she, in it?
Yeah.
Well, the only thing is, like, what's she wearing this week? I think it seems to be the major story there.
Yeah.
But there's still, this comes to an end, is it this weekend?
Yeah, this Saturday. It's the grand final.
So I don't know anybody that's in it, but who do you want to win it so I can look out for them?
I want the sign-along group to go through, but obviously because they're in the public vote, so on the BGT app, or you got to vote to go through to the final, and I really want sign-along with us to go through to the final and win the whole thing, because they're my favourite.
Okay, so sign-along.
Yeah.
What do they do?
They do sign language. There's this five-year-old boy called Christian, and obviously he can't, he has to do sign language, he can't talk.
Brilliant.
So his sister Jade... has taught him to do sign language. So, and they auditioned this year and got the golden buzzer by David Williams.
I like David Walliams. He's gone right up in my estimation since leaving Little Britain. He seems to be a really decent chap, I've got to admit. It sounds like, let's be honest, if the nation needed something of a lift, that act that you just described sounds perfect, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So let's hope that, let's fingers crossed that they I might tune in for a little bit of that, because I always used to watch it. But I stopped watching it a couple of years ago because I thought what Amanda Holden was wearing was overshadowing the actual axe itself.
Yep.
And I don't think that should ever be. But there you go. And then Ant and Dec, well, they have a couple of weeks off and then they're going to Wales.
Yeah, for I'm a Celebrity this year.
Are you? Do you watch I'm a Celebrity?
Yeah.
Now, I didn't watch it. The only time that I didn't watch it was when Holly Willy Booby, she was on it, and I didn't watch it. And there's no disrespect to her, because, you know, it's not that I don't like her or anything like that. I just thought it wasn't the same.
No.
What's your honest opinion? Did you watch it when old Dec had to do it with Holly?
Yeah.
And what was your thoughts?
It was all right. I did prefer Rand. I did miss him on the show.
Yeah. It wasn't the same. I did see little bits, but I must admit, last year's I enjoy the programme anyway. I think it's a fascinating watch, and you see people that I don't know, have some kind of meltdown or, you know, arguments, and that's always good. But then you always see, and what I think we saw last year was a group of people that really, really bonded. And then Ian Wright got grumpy and hungry, and then kind of it all changed.
Yeah.
How's that going to work in Wales?
I don't know, because they always do it in the jungle. It's going to be in a castle.
Yeah. I don't know whether... There is an element of, hey, look, why don't you just leave it a year? Why do you have to do it? That would be my question. If Ant and Dec came to me and said, we want to do this in Wales, I would say, why do you have to do it this year? Why can't you just leave it? Because the format works in Australia. You know, when I love the fact that they're hot a lot of the time and they're moany and groany, and then it starts to rain and so on. This time around, it's just not going to be the same, is it?
No.
Or is it? It could be. Really, do you know what day it starts?
It starts early this year, apparently, my dad told me.
Right. Okay. Did you all sit down and watch it as a family then?
Sometimes my dad's like sitting upstairs and watching like his Netflix and all that.
Right. Okay. Because he can't stand Ant and Dec. It's not everybody's cup of tea, is it? I'm a Celebrity. I know that my wife watches it, but moans through it and so on. And I can kind of see that, because it is pretty much the same every year. People get hungry and fall out, and they've got to do lots of silly things and scream. How's it all going to work with the creepy crawlies then, do you think?
Yeah, people are saying that they're not going to do that, or something I heard.
What are they going to do, do you think?
I have no clue. Probably like other different challenges or something, like walking across things, probably.
Ooh, what, high up?
Yeah.
Ooh, you wouldn't get me doing that. Anyway, it'd be interesting to see how it all pans out, because I think it's just that's a challenge in itself. To take a show that's been in Australia, in a certain environment, you've got the heat, you've got the snakes, you've got all those kind of things, those things that you've got to eat, and so on, and then put that in Wales. They must have an idea of how it's going to be as scary and as creepy, and, you know, are they going to import some bugs in or something? I'm fascinated now. I've talked myself into kind of getting excited about it. Are you, how excited about it are you on a level of 1 to 10? 10 being the most excited.
10.
So you're that, right, okay. Hey, look, we've got to go. Well, you've got to go, because you've got to go back to school. What lessons have you got?
Maths and English, but sometimes we go in the salon and do like hair like stuff.
Oh, you're having your hair done this afternoon then?
Yeah.
So you go to school, you come down and do a radio show, and then you go and have your hair done.
Yeah.
It's a bit like being Amanda Holden, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's fairly simple. I want to go back to school. Could I go back to school with you guys? No, Connor's saying no. Do you have a lunch? Do you have to take your own lunch in at the moment?
We do it. It's kind of the same with school dinners, but it's changed a little bit. So this today we're having just baguettes, and I'm having a tuna.
Okay, so a tuna baguette.
Yeah.
And the school supplies that, and you've got to eat that in your own classroom.
Yeah,
is that right? That's what you've got to do nowadays.
Yeah.
So I suppose it's just adjusting to a slightly different lifestyle. just to keep everybody safe.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, look, it's been great to see you. Great to catch up again. And I really hope you have a spectacular birthday.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, let's be honest. They've had enough hints of what to get you. So if they mess up...
Yeah, it's so strange with the family. Like with Shauna's friend, Neil, he's been doing a lot of jokes saying stuff like that.
Yeah. Is there anything else you want to say before you go?
Just to say... I can't wait to, I don't know, just hello to everybody again.
Okay, that'll do, won't it? Yep. Hello to everybody and don't forget Tuesday.
Yep.
All right, okay, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
And you've got to go back out in the rain now.
Oh, no.